Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Peter Marlette Jr. is on the WBEN Liveline, president of Buffalo Pro Soccer. Another town hall is being held tonight to connect with your fan base. Peter, why Williamsville?
We've done plenty of these throughout Western New York, but a majority of them have been in the city, typically at the Banshee, which is a soccer bar on Franklin Street that we know if we host an event there, if we host a town hall there, we're going to get 150 to 200 people every time. And that's great and it's fun. But this club needs to represent more than just the city of Buffalo or people who are able to get to the city of Buffalo on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, which is typically when we hold them. So we want to go out, get to different areas throughout Western New York, different suburbs. And Williamsville has an amazing youth high school soccer scene, everything like that. So it seems like a good spot to get to and engage with people who are based out there or working around there.
You could probably say this about anything that happens here in Buffalo, but this team, it would take all of Western New York to really make this work and make this into something, right?
100%, and Southern Ontario, I'd say. But if you look at Buffalo Pro Sports, it's certainly not concentrated to just the city. This is the best pro sports market in the country, and that extends well beyond the city of Buffalo.
You know, Peter, I'm wondering, are you taking deposits for season tickets even now?
We are, yes. We're not advertising them as much as we were when they first came out. But yes, on our website, if you go to the ticketing section, you can become a founding member. We have a few people signing up every day, it feels like, whether we advertise it or not. So it's great. And the founding membership on our website, yes, of course, it's a season ticket deposit, and it grants you access to our season tickets before the general public. But also it gets you some pretty cool founding member exclusive benefits, some exclusive merch opportunities. We had a trivia night a couple weeks ago that went great. Access to meetings with me and other members of the Buffalo Pro Soccer community. So it's more than just a season ticket deposit, but it absolutely does get you that access to our season tickets before the general public.
The last time we had you on this show, you had moved away from a previously planned site for the stadium and were weighing your options on where to go next. I'm wondering what the timeline might be, if you've maybe firmed that up in the month or two since we talked with you last, where it affords you more time to build that stadium, to get a site, to get things moving, but how much more time? What's your timeline that you're looking at right now?
Yeah, so we have, when we walked away from that previous site, there were already a couple sites, as we talked about, that, you know, we had done all of the of our homework on. We'd had all the initial conversations and then elected to go with our previous site. But that work didn't go away, so we have expanded on that. We've had some environmental studies done recently on some sites. So we are getting close, frankly. We've got the information we need to make a decision, you know, today if we wanted to, but we want to keep doing our homework and making sure that we are, of course, choosing the right location, but also getting the right agreement in place to ensure the long-term success of this club.
You must be asking your fan base about a site. What are they telling you? What's the preferred site?
Without getting into the specifics of the site themselves, the city of Buffalo is definitely the favored location, and we hear that in our town halls constantly. But also, we did a survey about a year and a half ago, which was an open public survey, got 2,000 plus respondents, and the city of Buffalo absolutely was the favored location for the stadium. Having said that, we haven't dug into specifics. On that survey, we didn't dig into specifics. We do in the town halls because people tend to ask more pointed questions, and I answer as best as I can. I think there's no doubt that somewhere within Buffalo is what's preferred by most everybody, but we've also, it's worth saying, most of our town halls have been in the city, so maybe I'll hear something different in Williamsville tonight.
I was actually thinking about the site that we've talked about in the past, the former Buffalo News parking lot right by the arena downtown. I was thinking about that last week, Peter, when I was waiting in traffic. I was at a concert and took us an hour to leave the parking lot. I won't say where, but I'm sure most people around here could guess where that was. And it had me thinking about, like, man, how nice would it be to have a venue in, you know, outside that could hold, you know, maybe 10,000 people or so and possibly do a concert. Is that one of the things that you bring up at all when having discussions with the people in the city or even with fans who would be mostly there for soccer? But, hey, you know, we're doing this. It could be about maybe more than just the game on the field.
Oh, absolutely. That is, we're not building this stadium to host 20 to 40 soccer games a year. This needs to be a concert venue, needs to be an event venue, you know, needs to host lacrosse, rugby, football when the time is right. You know, but potentially outdoor hockey, you know, this needs to be a multi-purpose venue, and it will be a multi-purpose venue. And yes, you're absolutely right. You have to drive a decent distance and engage in some difficult traffic at another 10,000 roughly capacity venue, the only other 10,000 capacity venue in the area. And we think we can absolutely alleviate some of those stresses at this stadium.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for checking in with us, and best of luck tonight. I know it's at Santora's on Transit, and it's at 6:00. Am I right?
Santora, 7800 Transit Road, and we will be getting the first drink for anybody who comes in, and we'll be ordering some pizzas at 6:00. So show up on time, and you should have plenty of pizza and plenty of drink.
All right, look at that. Hey, Peter, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Peter Marlette Jr., Buffalo Pro Soccer, Town Hall tonight in Williamsville.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.